إله إلا الله.
You're listening to ebuzz.com.
محمد رسول الله عليه صلاة الله
والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا أهل الكتاب تعالوا إلى كلمة سواء بيننا وبينكم ألا نعبد إلا الله. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, in last week's bayan we had started a topic which I hope inshallah in today's bayan we would try to reach some conclusion on this topic. And I had said at that time that we had spoken on some contemporary issues previously, but this time the topic was to do with a bit of history, with an intention of taking lessons from them. And we had spoken about our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's letters to the monarchs and the kings and the rulers of that time. Very briefly to make mention that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started this writing of letters after the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. We had said last week that we also learned from this that the best method or the best time for da'wah is when there is peace and stability. And when there is that peace and stability, we should take advantage of that, because that is the time for us to be able to share the message of Islam so that people can benefit and people can attain success. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam wrote to the king of the Roman Empire, Heraclius, who was at that time, because of circumstances which I had made mention last week, was in Jerusalem. And the person who had taken that letter was Dihya al-Kalbi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Let us take it off from there. And after he had asked the questions, he gave an analysis on the answers that Sufyan gave. And this was part of that particular analysis was, he had made mention that I had asked you certain questions. Let me give you the reasons why I had asked you the question and my analysis on those particular answers that you have given. For example, he said, I had asked you that what was his lineage? The person who had claimed prophethood, what was his lineage? And you had said that he is amongst the more, the lineage of his is something that is well respected. And he said, that is the way that the Prophet of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, normally Allah ta'ala sends him amongst the families which are respected by the community and people. Then I asked you that, was any of his forefathers, was any of them a king? And you replied in the negative. And the reason why I asked you this question was that perhaps if his forefathers were the king, we could have said, or we could have surmised, that the reason for it is he is trying to achieve his kingdom. That is not the situation. Then I asked you also that the people who are following him, who are they? Are they amongst the more wealthier or the more poorer section of the community? And you replied and said that the first recipients and the first people who have accepted his message have been those who are amongst the weaker and the poorer section of the community. And then the Heraclius said that the reason is, I ask this question because all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, the initial followers are always the poorer and the weaker section of the community. I have heard from our ulama who have said that if any movement claiming to be an Islamic movement only targets the rich amongst the ummah, then that can never be a movement of truth. Because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's message was for everyone. And anyone who accepts it, whether it be the poorer or the richer people of the community, it is to their benefit, not to the benefit of Islam. But anyone who only targets the rich, then that particular movement can never be a movement that is following the sunnah of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he said, I asked you that do anyone after accepting Islam, do they ever turn away from Islam? And you replied in the negative. And this is to show that in anyone's heart, once Iman gains some influence, he would never be able to, and he will never want to sacrifice it. He gave an analysis on all the 11 answers that Sufyan gave. And then Heraclius said, if what you are saying is true, If what you are saying is true, then this prophet will very soon conquer the land upon which I am standing upon. Now he knew that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was a true prophet. But unfortunate to his misfortune, he did not accept Islam. But what happened was, he sent someone to a very famous personality known for his knowledge of the previous scriptures by the name of Zaghatir. And he told him that, tell me with regard to this letter that has come to me. Zaghatir read this letter because he was well known of the scriptures. And he wrote back to the Haraculus saying that this is the last prophet of Almighty Allah the world has been waiting for. So Haraculus, when he got this confirmation, called all his courtiers, called all the people who were close to him, and he locked the door and said, this is the letter that has come to me. It is my intention to accept Islam on the basis of this letter. When he said so, the courtiers all started running out of the room. And when they went to the end of the room, they found the doors locked. And he called them back and said, no, I only wanted to test your loyalty towards me. Would you still accept me even after I accepted Islam? So he lost this opportunity. He was afraid. Then he called Dihya al-Kalbi and said, take this letter to Zaghatir. Zaghatir is this person whom I've spoken to about being someone who is very well known about the previous scripture. Go and give him this letter and show him this letter. Dihya al-Kalbi went, showed him the letter. After he showed him the letter, he said, this is the last prophet. He showed respect to that letter. He went to his congregation and he announced his acceptance of Islam. His congregation turned upon him and they killed him. Dihya al-Kalbi once again came back to Haraculus and related the whole incident to him. And he told him, then Haraculus said, I also want to accept Islam, but I am afraid that the people would turn against me. They would also kill me. He did not take it for the sake of his kingdom. He did not accept the truth. He did not take heed to what Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had written to him. Aslim taslam. Accept Islam, Allah will grant you safety and security. This is a very interesting incident. Hazrat Mu'ana Idris Kandalvi Rahmatullah Ali, quoting Hafiz Ibn Hajar in Fathul Bari, has written this particular incident, that in the time of Mansur, a person by the name of Saifuddin Mansur was sent by Mansur, the Khalifa of the Muslims at that time. Now it is a long time after Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's time, a century or so later, right in the time of the Abbasids. So Saifuddin Mansur was sent by Mansur with a letter to the King of France. So the King of France, he gave the letter, and then the King of France said, tomorrow come, I want to show you something. So the next day when he came, the King of France took out this letter that was sent to Haraculus by Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he told Saifuddin Mansur, he said, that Haraculus was my grandfather, my great-grandfather or great-grandfather. And he had written down a wasiyah to this extent, that this is a true prophet of Almighty Allah. Even if I have not accepted in him, you keep this letter, the blessings of this letter would allow you to rule in the kingdom. And he showed him this letter. It was from our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nevertheless, to his misfortune, not to the misfortune of Islam, he did not accept Islam despite knowing that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the last prophet. Again, it shows that Islam is not a matter of knowing. Islam is not a matter of, I know that the true religion. It is a matter of conviction. I believe in it. Not only knowing. Knowing is not good enough for iman. It is part of conviction. Then only a person who has conviction would be able to enter into the fold of Islam. Another letter that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wrote at the same time was now to the Persian Empire. He was known as the Khosrows or Pervez. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wrote him a letter and also invited him to Islam. But unlike the letter that he wrote to Haraculus, in which Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke about, Ya Ahl al-Kitab, O people of the book, Ta'alu ila kalimatin sawa'in baynana wa baynakum. Come towards a common platform which is between us. And that is, we worship none besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not add these words in that letter because the king of the Persian Empire was not a Christian. He did not follow the scriptures. He was a person who had taken to, and the whole tradition was fire worshipping. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wrote him to accept Islam, and also in that letter wrote, لِأُنذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حِيَّ. I'm writing this letter to you to warn you. And my mission is to warn all those people who are alive. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wrote that those who do not follow Muhammadur Rasulullah would never be able to attain salvation and success. Right. So when he got this letter, he became enraged and he became angry and he tore up the letter. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said after that, Allah will tear up his kingdom the way he tore this letter. And it so happened. But nevertheless, in that and in being angry, he wrote a letter to one of his subjects, one of the places which was under the control of the Persian Empire, which was Yemen. Yemen at that time was under the Persian Empire. And there are many historical evidence with regard to that. So he wrote to the governor, whose name was Badan, that this person had the audacity to write this letter to me. You send two of your people to go and arrest him and bring him in front of me. Right? So Badan sent two people from Yemen to go to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with this particular intention and objective. But when they came to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they were completely overawed by the personality of our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam heard what they had come, they then revealed what they had come for, why they had been sent by Badan. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told them, come tomorrow. Come tomorrow, I will relate something to you. The next day they came, it was Tuesday, the 10th of Jamadil Ula, 7th year after Hijri. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told them, the king, your king, who had written this letter and who had sent you for this task, Allah Ta'ala had destroyed him. Allah Ta'ala has had him killed by his own son. And this is the fact that I am telling you. Then they told him, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, go back to your governor, Badan from Yemen, who had been sent by the king of the Persian Empire. Go back to him and tell him that he must accept Islam. Go and tell him that this is the truth. And this is a situation, what has happened to his king, he must take ibrat and he must take lessons. So this, when he went back to Badan, Badan heard the whole incident and said, this is not the response of a worldly king. This has to be a Nabi. And wallah, this is the truth. And Badan accepted Islam. Now this was the second letter that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent. Then Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also sent a letter to Najashi, who was the king of Abyssinia, an African person. Now you know, sometimes in our community we tend to look down upon people, some people, unfortunately. But look at the situation, because the greatest and the best response of all the letters Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent was the response that was given by Najashi. And who was Najashi? The king of Abyssinia, an African person. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wrote to him. The Sahabi who went was Amr bin Umayyah al-Zamiri. He went to with a letter of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to Najashi. And when he came, he read out the letter. The letter is a long letter. In this letter, because Najashi, the Negus, the king of Abyssinia, was a Christian, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wrote about Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And before he presented the letter, Amr bin Umayyah al-Zamiri gave a speech. And he told Najashi that you are going to be the fortunate one. Because just as Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam gave glad tidings about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and the Jews, despite Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam telling them to accept Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, they did not do so to their misfortune, because they missed the truth. In a similar manner, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam gave glad tidings about Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to not become like the Jews who had rejected Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he told him, he said, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent us with his letter, he had the greatest hope that you would respond positively. And in that letter was that this is our aqidah with regard to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He was given birth to miraculously by his mother, who is innocent and who is one who has the greatest morality and chastity, unlike what the Jews had accused of Maryam, Aliyadu Billah, you know. And all that was written in the letter. And Najashi read the letter. And then Najashi, after reading the letter, got down on the ground. After getting down on the ground, Najashi then said, I accept Islam. And he accepted Islam at the hands of Amr bin Umayyah al-Zamiri. And when he accepted Islam, he sent his son with a whole shipload of goods to our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ship was sent on the way to Makkah, to Madinah Munawwara. So Najashi accepted Islam. And after accepting Islam, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to know about his death, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Salatul Janaza for him, which was Salatul Janaza al Ghaib, one of the only occasion in the history and the time of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Janaza of someone who in his absence, where the Janaza was not present. This was the king of Abyssinia. It is this very same king who also arranged the marriage of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Hazrat Umm Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha. So this was a person who had responded positively to the letter of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in that letter that he wrote back to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Inna Isa ma yazidu ala ma dhakart. My belief with regard to Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam is the same what you have made mention. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam is not more than what you have written. So this particular aspect of people attributing divinity to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam is something that is not correct. So in this he had written back in his letter to our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had passed away later on in the late latter years of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there was another Najashi. Najashi is now the title of the king of Abyssinia. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrote him also a letter. About him is not sure whether he had accepted Islam or not. But the first Najashi, whose name was Asmaha, he accepted Islam upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then afterward also then, read the janaza namaz for him. The fourth letter that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrote was to the king of Egypt, who was known as Makokas. Now Makokas also was a Christian. So the letter that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrote to Makokas was in this very similar vein that he had written to Najashi, telling him about Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam, our belief about Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam. You see, this is so important in this sense that people who have confidence of their faith, and if we have confidence, then we need to share that. We need to show the confidence, not that we... So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrote to Makokas. Now Makokas accepted the letter from Hatim bin Abi Balta'ah, and he showed him tremendous respect, put him up well, showed him great amount of respect, called him to give the message of Islam to all the courtiers of Makokas. But he then told Hatim, this is a very true religion, very good religion, but I will inshallah decide on this particular matter. Unfortunately, he also did not accept Islam. Although he showed respect to Hatim bin Abi Balta, not only showed respect, he sent as a gift to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam two slave girls. One of those slave girls, Maria Qibtiya, was later on to become the mother of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's son, Hazrat Ibrahim. And another slave girl by the name of Sirin, and he sent a mule as a gift to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that particular mule Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to ride upon, which was known as Duldul. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted the gift, but he did not accept Islam. Because he did not accept Islam, to his misfortune, after a few years, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu's time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took over Egypt, and Makokas, again, for the fear of kingdom, did not accept the truth. There are various letters that were written by our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Time has elapsed. It's a very fascinating incident. Topic on the letters that was written by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another letter that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrote was to Mundhir bin Abi Sawa, which was in Bahrain. And the king of Bahrain, he accepted Islam. And another letter that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrote was to the ruler of Oman. And it is not known with regard to his reaction. But Mundhir bin Sawa was a person who accepted Islam, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrote to him. Now there are many letters that were written in the history of Islam. Some of them were very fascinating. One of the fascinating letters that was written by Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was facing the Persian Empire. And he told them that you submit towards Islam, which is the truth. And if you do not do so, that one particular sentence was so beautiful. And that particular thing was, he said, that I have within me an army of people who like dying in the path of Almighty Allah more than what you people like your wine and your enjoyment. For them, the enjoyment that you get by drinking wine and partying, that particular enjoyment is nothing to the enjoyment that people in my army have to die for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's a fascinating topic. One of the great lessons that we learn from here is confidence in our iman. And when we have this confidence, then we will not be apologetic. Many a times people are in different work situations and they sometimes tend to be apologetic with regard to Islamic values, Islamic norms. You will find many times people saying, you know, Islam is not like this. It's only the Maulanas who tell us. They've taken a harsh method with regard to it. It's not like this. And instead of showing the beauty of Islam, they tend to shy away. And this particular action of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam shows us the importance on conviction on the message. And when you have that conviction, then you would be able to have the necessary confidence to be able to share that message. And when you share that message with conviction, it then shows. It then shows because you yourself are convinced. But if you yourself are not convinced, you would not be able to share the beautiful message of Islam. This is one of the great lessons. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a tawfiq of understanding. A very fascinating aspect of the life of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.